had been asked, perhaps with great vigor. Nobody saw nothing. Nobody knows nothing. But I think Howler has an idea. I think he's scared somebody might find out and come after him. Then the smart thing to do would be for him to tell us what he knows. Torture wouldn't get it out of the little shit. He was older than Lady and had been screaming in pain before she met him. So Lady told him. He's considering the angles. This might be a chance to get him on our side. Like I said, Mergen, you didn't need to come over. We're almost as smart as you. Just takes us a little longer to work these things out. No doubt. Did you hear Bowa carrying on last night? The Changer, no. What are you talking about? She went bugfuck when Tide and I went past the cage last night. I told him. She does that sometimes. Lady thinks it might be her animal side getting stronger. She might be trying to attract a boyfriend. Uncle Doge, I noted, had gone to the cage soon after our arrival, independently, after a few words with Jojo. He didn't understand anything Croker and I were saying. Tide said that's what it sounded like. Guy might not be as dumb as he looks. The old man focused on Uncle Doge while he talked. I wasn't sure who he meant. He asked, "How's our foundling?" "Sleeping." "Sleeping. Over here we burn comedians for firewood." "What?" I made a statement. "The kid sleeps. He eats if you put stuff in his hands and show him what to do. He stares a lot, but mostly he just sleeps." "All right, go back. Get to work. Start thinking uphill a little more. I don't know if it's nerves or premonition or if I'm just getting antsy, but I find myself more and more in a mood to travel on, whether or not someone pushes us into it. The Radisha will be pleased." "I doubt that. All that paranoia about the company came from somewhere. She didn't buy it as bad as Smoke did, but she bought it and she still believes it. I don't believe the source that sold her has ceased to exist. I don't think she really believes Soulcatcher when Catcher tells her she can weasel out of her infernal bargain without getting hurt." He was thinking of Kina. These days, the popular wisdom was that Kina had put the fear of the company into the minds of the Taglians and their rulers. We always suspected that they didn't plan to keep their half of our agreement and help us reach Katavar once the Shadow Masters had been overcome. The Kina hypothesis was attractive, but I had a nit to pick. If the Mother of Deceptions was determined to bring on the Year of the Skulls, why would she keep the company away? Did she see the Shadow Masters as tools better suited to achieving the necessary level of destruction? I shrugged, told Tide, "I guess we're just not wanted here."
"What the hell?"
Croker barked. The Shapechanger had begun trying to get to Uncle Doge. Uncle poked her with a sword tip till she settled down.
"Dream for me, Mergen," Croker said as I started down the hill. "Right now I'm feeling blind and vulnerable. I need to know what's going on out there."
Chapter 93. There was something going around. Everyone we ran into crossing to our camp wanted to know what was going on. It wasn't a matter of rampant rumor. Nobody had heard anything outrageous. But every man had developed an unfocused case of nerves. I felt it myself. Everything seemed portentous, though of what, no one could say. As I entered the squalid village that had sprung up below the Shadowgate, I noted